The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello, everybody. On this week's Chauncey's Great Outdoors program, we're going to have on Mr. Mike Reynolds, one of Chauncey's Great Outdoors pro staffers, who is normally our hunting guy, but he was not out hunting, but he actually was fishing. I can't believe it. He had a fishing pole in his hand, but it was pretty good. And they went down to the Wren Lake area, and they stayed at the Seasons Lodge, which is a great place to stay. That's very near the lake. And him and his fishing friend, Jane, just spanked the crappies. Oh, big time. They had a great time, caught lots of large crappies, caught, you know, a certain slot limit. They caught within the slot limit, under the slot limit. They had way too much fun with that. Then they went jug fishing. And he's never done that, and he met a person who was going to teach him. So they went jug fishing, and he learned about how to do that down in southern Illinois. And then our fishing guide, who comes on our program every so often, Dave Dewey of Dewey's Guide Service, who specializes in southeast Wisconsin waters like Geneva, Como, Delavan, and other lakes. He's going to come on and talk about fishing. Well, why not? But he's also going to remember Father's Day. I wanted to talk to him about Father's Day and his memories of his father, because, you know, we all have some memories someplace. And the special days with him that he had, some of them are probably going to be comical, like even mine are. And, you know, when he was a kid. But then we're also going to talk about some special days he's had with his kids when they were younger, all in honor of Father's Day. Can't go wrong with that one at all. Okay, and then we're going to have in our last segment of the program, the Aiden Fishing Report, of course. Can't miss that. Captain Tony's out on the big pond, and he's just going crazy on salmon. Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't even tell you how good he's doing out there. And some outdoor news of what's happening throughout the Midwest and around the country. To keep you up to date, whoever's listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everywhere east of the Mississippi River. That's 38 states. That's pretty scary when I think about it. But don't forget, you need to tell all your friends to listen to our program, and they could do it easily either on the radio at AM 1000 or download the free ESPN Chicago app. And also go to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors for information about the outdoors. Our video fishing report will be starting up real soon, and more information from around the country. Can't go wrong with that at all. It's going to be a great time. And I want to congratulate Hank Cherry, who did the back-to-back wins at the Bassmaster Classic down in Fort Worth, Texas last weekend. Phenomenal angler. And let me tell you, if you think these guys aren't good, the air temperature was 98 to 101 degrees outside. Hot, humid, I can't even imagine fishing or trying to bass fish in many of the lakes in the northern part of the country with weather like that. But Hank Cherry did it. He pulled it off. This is a back-to-back win. And there's very few anglers, professional anglers, that have won back-to-back Bassmaster Classics. So I want to congratulate Hank Cherry, and he's going to be coming on our program in a couple weeks when he settles down a little bit and has some fun, just kind of getting used to be the, you know, repeat winner. Because I really want to say, is this like the Bulls, seven-time repeat? He'll probably tell me no. But once again, we're having so much fun on today's show with fishing in southern Illinois, fishing up in the Lake Geneva, Como, Delavan area, stories about Father's Day, and more. All for you where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing?
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, whoop, who's on the phone? Yeah. Oh. Yes, it's our good buddy, Mr. Mike Reynolds, who...
Yes, it is
you, Mr. Reynolds. And as a matter of fact, everybody goes, he's talking to Mike? Yeah, Mike does have a side of him that he enjoys, besides, you know, hunting and mushroom picking and deer turkey hunting and pheasant hunting and deer hunting and archery. He likes to wet a line once in a while, which is a good sign.
Yeah, excuse me. With apologies to Mr. Dan Hayes and Jim Crowley, I've kind of crossed out of my lane into their lane. So let's see what we can do.
Well, that's exactly it. And first of all, Mike, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. You took a little ride down with your friend Jane to Southern Illinois, if I'm not mistaken?
You're absolutely correct. We spent last week down in Southern Illinois enjoying all that Southern Illinois has. And for those of you that haven't been down there, you need to get down there because for guys like us, it's paradise. It's hunting, it's fishing, it's the Shawnee National Forest, which is huge. It's 1 million acres.
Mm-hmm.
Covers all or part of 5 counties. It's really nice down there. A little hot. There's some snakes, but it's pleasant.
No, we have snakes up here, too. It doesn't make a difference. But,
right.
You know, the interesting thing is your friend Jane went with you, and she was enjoying fishing, right?
Oh, yeah. Jane has fished since she was a little girl. Some of her best memories of her and her father were spent on Lake Geneva and in his boat.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, she likes to fish. She's not afraid to touch a fish. She's not afraid to bait her own hook. Although, when we get into talking about trot line, and I think that might have been a little bit beyond her comfort level.
Okay, well, first of all, you went down there to do some, well, depending on where you were at from the state, you either call them crappie or crappy, one of the two.
Right, this was crappie. We went down to Wren Lake. We've been down there before. We fished with a guy named Jason Dudley. He's a owner of Buck Brush Fishing Guide. He has put us on crappie every single time we've gone with him. And the good thing about Wren Lake is you're never going to find a crowd. Even in summer, you're not going to find a crowd. It's 19,000 surface acres, and you rarely see another boat. So there's plenty of room for everybody, and there's plenty of fish cribs and structures that different clubs have put out over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So the crappie fishing is absolutely amazing. You can keep, let me think now, 10 over 10 inches and 15 under 10 inches.
Yeah.
And we've not ever come off the water with under our limit of what they call overs, which is over 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
We always come up with... Well, and this trip was just as good. We did exceptionally well with 12 to 14 inchers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
14 inchers?
Yeah, some of these fish were big, but because they were coming off of the spawn, they weren't chunky like they would be in the fall.
Mm, okay. But they still look pretty in a frying pan.
No, well, we'll find out at some point.
Yeah, they're
in the freezer right now, but they'll be in a frying. Or actually, they'll be in a big fish fryer because there's a bunch.
Mm, good. Well, that sounds great. No, that's no. You, what was the guy's name again? Your guide?
His name is Jason Dudley.
Okay.
He owns Buck Brush Fishing Guides.
Jason. Now, when you went down there, you know, Jason. First of all, the fish cribs are available on the website from the Ren Lake area tourism.
They don't keep them a secret, and guides share them amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard. You need a locator. Jason has all of his set on his locator as waypoints. So he literally drives from waypoint to waypoint.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can go there, find these hundreds of fish cribs on there, and believe it or not, you can just use your cell phone to get you on the fish cribs.
Oh, my. I did not know that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's modern technology at its finest.
Oh, God, yes. And so you get out there with Jason, you and Jane and you. Does he set you up with live bait, jigs? What is he using?
It depends on the time of year. We usually use split-tail jigs, eight-ounce jigs with split-tails on them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 11-foot poles, and he's got 9-foot poles, I believe.
Ooh.
And it's pre-spooled. Everything's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls up on his spot and starts jigging away.
And go to it.
Go to it, yeah.
But he's not trolling for these crappies, is he?
No. He stops and we jig. Well, he stops as well as he can. It's a big lake and he gets the window blow, but he's working the trolling motor like a champ.
Mm-hmm. So you're using these, you're not using live, but you're using, and they really do use that in Ren Lake a lot. A lot of, split-tail jigs, white chartreuse, cubby mini mites become popular down there because a lot of the anglers up north brought them down to show the people down there, hey, this is what we use. But they just do a really good job on the crappies. But the lake is also known for, oh, God, catfish, bass, bluegill, white bass in the later on in the year. I mean, it's just stripers are there. It's just a phenomenal fishery. And yeah. You were there for what, a couple days of fishing?
We were there for, we went down on Monday, we fished Monday, and then Tuesday Jane and I just kind of messed around on the docks.
Mm.
So one day of guided fishing, yeah.
Okay, did you catch anything off the docks?
Yeah, we caught what they would have considered 3 overs. And we gave them to there was an old guy fishing at the end of the dock. We gave it to him because he had a basket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we caught some little baby bass, some largemouth bass. What else we catch? And a bunch of little crappie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was an enjoyable trip.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is it's an affordable trip. I know you've said for years you don't need to go north into Wisconsin to have fun fishing. You could go south, and you could hit some of the state lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So although Rend isn't a state lake, it's an Army Corps of Engineer lake. But
right.
There's tons of lakes. 4 hours. Rend is about 4 hours from my house.
Mm.
There's places to stay. They're very friendly to sportsmen.
Right.
And it's really affordable. A 4-hour trip with Jason for two people costs $200.
Whoa.
And he supplies everything. He picks you up at the dock. He'll have water in his cooler for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his fishing gear. He's got the knowledge. He runs you around. And he fishes out of a Ranger. So he's got a good boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good affordable trip. And if we stayed, well, we stayed this time at the Seasons. And I think it was like $125 or $130 a night for the hotel.
Yeah,
so it's more than affordable.
Yeah, the Seasons is a hotel building that is part of, it's nestled right in the golf course area. It's not very far from Ren Lake, and I mean not very far. I'm talking about, 3 minutes, you're at the water. It's close by, great accommodations, friendly staff. A couple of years ago, they redid a lot of the interior. It's just a beautiful place to stay. And as you said, exceptionally affordable.
Yeah, you're not going to pay the big money that you would at some big resorts.
No.
And it's every bit as pretty, and it's really accessible. You used to say a little bit of heaven at exit 77, and that's you get on 57 and you just drive.
That's right.
that's all you got to do. Just follow 57 straight down.
Yep. Get off at exit 77, turn right to make a quick left, go down a road, make a right, and then you're right there at the Seasons.
Yeah, you're right there.
I think I've been there too many times.
I seem to remember some sometimes, some fun times we had there.
Oh, God, yes. And then, you know, hopefully the state will get the Wren Lake Resort back in operation with some people that want to, you know, fix it up and invest in it, which would be great, absolutely great.
It would be nice, because I could see you doing a remote from down there.
I could do a lot of remotes from down there. Yeah. Hey, but then you did something with Jane that I just, you know, you threw me when you said it. I go, don't tell me anymore. I want to hear it when we're interviewing.
Okay, from Red Lake, we went down and got a hotel in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew lives in a little town south of there, literally in the Ohio River. He's about 300 yards from the Ohio River. He is a former commercial trot liner, and he offered a turkey camp to show Jane how to run trot lines. I asked her about it, and she thought it'd be fun because she had no idea what trot lining was.
Mm-hmm.
So we made arrangements to go down, and Wednesday we went down, and we caught bait, baited the lines, and put the lines out, and then Thursday morning we went out onto the river. And it was just, it was absolutely gorgeous. There was no barge traffic on it. It was foggy. The air was chilly but not cold. It was a really fun morning to be on the river.
Mm.
Yeah, it was nice.
Now, so everybody knows, when trot lining is, well, jug fishing is when you have a jug that's floating, and you have a line and a lead on it, and basically you're catching one fish on that jug. And then every, you know, you go out a couple hours later and you chase around looking for your jugs. But trot lining, you have a weight at one end and a weight at the other end of this long line that hooks are dangling from that are all baited, right?
Right. He does it. He's got the weight at one end tied to a jug or a float.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 50 hooks on this line. And it's not like monofilament. It's bigger. It's
cord.
It's like cord. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it, because it's not twine, because it's not natural fibers.
Right.
And I think every 2 feet there's a hook tied, and the hook is on probably 6 or 8 inches of line, and it's a pretty good size hook. And I don't know. I should ask them what size it was, but they're pretty good size. And every there's 50 hooks. Every 12 hooks, he'll hit Nathan, because of the current, will tie a railroad spike or loop a railroad spike to hold the line on the bottom.
Mm.
And it's you're literally fishing on the bottom of the river. You're, mm-hmm. you're on the bed.
Right.
As we pull away from the float, he stretches the line out, and when we get to the end, he uses old window weights to keep it on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's baited with, it could be anything, again, depending on the season. It could be worms, night crawlers, catalpa worms, which are the worms that are on catalpa trees. We've used crawfish before of different sizes. We've used threadfin shad. This particular time, we were using a bait they call cut bait.
Yeah.
And it's a fish cut up into chunks, and you put the chunk of fish on the bait, and they call that cut bait.
Okay, so you go to the end of the line, grab the jug, and you start going down the line, right?
To put it out or to pick it up?
No, to pick it up.
Okay, yeah. You do it basically the same way you laid it out. You start from the jug, you wind the jug up, you take the weight off the jug, and then it's a hand-over-hand kind of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person, in our case, it was a person running the boat, which was me. Nathan was picking up the line, and Jane was on the net. So we all have a job.
Mm-hmm. You caught catfish, probably mostly catfish, I would think.
That's it. Oddly enough, there was a drum, I think. We did catch one drum, one pretty good-sized drum.
One good-sized drum. And
but we were mostly going, because of my comment, I like blue catfish. To me, they taste a little bit sweeter than channel cat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got this whole ball rolling, because I asked Nathan if he had any. And he said, we'll go catch some. And we caught, I think we put 6 fish in the boat, 2 channel cats, and the rest were blues.
The rest were blues?
Yeah, and one blue was probably 20 pounds. Oof. And we lost what Nathan thought was between a 40 and 50 pounder. And this was a big fish.
When they get that big, they get scary.
I wasn't scared, but I was surprised that Nathan was able to pull him up,
mm-hmm,
and get him to the surface. And he wouldn't fit in the net. Jane tried to get him in the net.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't fit. And with the hooks that Nathan runs, if they can take the pressure off of the hook, they can get off the hook. And that's exactly what he did.
Oh.
As Jane started to lift him, he took the pressure off the hook, and he just rolled over, and away he went.
Away he gone.
But Nathan was actually glad, because we had no place to put him but in the bottom of the boat. And he said when they're that big, they can be dangerous when they start thrashing around the boat.
Oh, yeah. They hurt you.
Yeah, well, because remember, they have spikes, and those fish have big spikes on their dorsal fin and their pectoral fin.
So it was a great trip to Southern Illinois, you're saying?
Absolutely great trip, yeah. Anybody that's interested, go to enjoyrenlake.com and just poke around that website, because there's a lot of information in there, and they can point you in a lot of directions. And let's not forget, Chauncey, you can go down to Wren Lake and you can bike, you can hike, you can kayak, you can jet ski, you can do a ton of things, and there's never, ever, ever a crowd. And we've been down there in the spring, we've been down there in the summer, we've been down there in the winter, and there's never a lot of people. There's some, but you don't run into crowds.
Cool. Well,
yeah,
it sounds like it was a great trip for you and Jane and all the people you met down there and the food you had, and, you know, maybe you stopped and got a little, that orange sherbet that I like so much down there, and a few other things. But I mean, and once again, you went to enjoyrenlake.com on the website to see lodging and other things to do down there, and also information about the lake and camping, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that's the other thing I forgot. Yeah, there's camping down there too. And the sites are from primitive to fully modern.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me, Chance. And again, I need to apologize to Jim and Dan for kind of crossing into their lane.
Yeah,
hopefully at some point you can get them to talk about hunting.
Yeah, well, every time we talk to Danny Hayes about hunting, it usually winds up making us all laugh, so who knows what about that.
It's true.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go this morning. You have yourself another cup of tea or whatever, and make sure I get an invite to the Crappie Fry.
Thank you. You will.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella, black and blue with a hint of yellow.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with us, we have a gentleman who is a really, really, really good fishing guide. And not far away. He's also a dad of a daughter and a son. And he has educated so many hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people about fishing on Geneva, Delavan, and other bodies of water in southeast Wisconsin and probably a little further. We have Dave Dewey from Dewey's Guide Service. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. And first of all, happy Father's Day, my friend. Happy Father's Day.
Appreciate it.
Yes, you're a dad. I'm a dad. There's lots of dads out there. There's lots of moms out there who are also stepping in as dads. We understand that, too. But you were taught, remember the conversation about your dad took you into the outdoors and showed you fishing and maybe camping, who knows what. But, you know, gave you that taste and love of the outdoors. Is that true?
That is correct. When I first started fishing when I was a youngster, we'd go out every try to get out every weekend, at least one day on the weekend, and then maybe one evening. Back then, we didn't have our own boat. We had the old, you go to the lake and rent the boat, you know, like one of those 14-foot boats, and put your own little motor on it. That never started right. And sometimes we caught fish, other times we didn't, but we had fun.
Oh, my God. How early can you remember him doing that, Dave?
I would probably say 5 or 6 years old.
Wow.
The best times were the times we'd go up to Amro or up to the Wolf River to catch the white bass or when the walleyes ran.
Mm-hmm.
He was born and raised in Oshkosh, so he knew the river pretty well. So we'd go out and catch a lot of rock bass and things in spring and panfish during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live as a kid?
I lived in Grafton, which is north of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I know.
Which is about an hour and a half from Oshkosh, where I was born and raised and where his mom and dad lived until they were in their 90s.
Wow. So, I mean, he took you out fishing when you were five. What are some, you know, you said it was always a great adventure to go to the, you know, Winneconne area and, you know, fish the wolf and stuff like that. What were some of the other neat things that you did with Dad in the outdoors that you can kind of like, oh, yeah, I did that. That was a lot of fun or whatever.
Well, Well, I remember we'd go to Fox Lake in Dodge County in Wisconsin when the ice fishing, when the crappies were biting.
Yeah.
And it was like late ice, maybe late February, early March. But it was funny that we catch a whole bunch of fish, but I don't know about my dad's bladder. Every time we got about halfway home, he'd go, I got to use the restroom. But it was always a bar restaurant that we'd pull into, and I don't know if it was his bladder or he'd just like drinking a couple beers on the way home.
Well, you know.
But we always got sodas in a candy bar, so we didn't care at that point. Mom did.
Oh, Mom did. I was just going to say, yeah, you got a soda and a couple bags of chips, and you were like, hey, this is okay, Dad.
This is fishing. I didn't pass that on to my son. We'd go fishing, and I'd tell him we'd stop to have a couple root beers and some popcorn, and I'd have a couple beers. And so he told the priest at church, yeah, Dad takes me to the root beer store. So their eyes, the root beer store, what's that? And then Mom gets mad, of course. But no harm, no foul.
You got me laughing, Dave. Oh, gosh, that is so much fun. That is so much fun.
When I used to take my son out, he would get so excited, he would sleep in his clothes so he wouldn't miss it. Because I'd wake him up and he'd be, okay, Dad, I'm ready to go. Hop in the truck and we'd be off.
I like that kid. I like that
Now he's 18. Now he's like, can we start fishing at the crack of noon? And I'm like, no, we're not gonna do that.
Oh, he'll come back. He's gone to the dark side a little bit, but he'll come back. Okay, you know he'll come back. He'll come back to the Skywalker side and stuff. Oh, that is some funny stuff. Oh, geez. And so like I says, Dad did this with you until you said he was like 90 when he passed.
My dad is 82.
Oh.
I still take him out once in a while, not as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I take him, and I've been doing this 30 years guiding. And, of course, he brings all his own poles, his tackle boxes. I show him exactly what to use, and, of course, he doesn't think I know anything. So he's tying a leadhead jig on like did in the 60s. And I'm like, Dad, you're going to get so many weeds on that, you're not going to catch anything. It takes him about 10 minutes of not doing very well, and then he switches over to what I'm using and he catches fish.
Dave, you got me laughing a couple of times already pretty good. Because honestly, I could hear, like I said, my mother is the one who fished. My dad worked nights and weekends. And I can still remember some of, just like you said, you know, Mom, don't do it. I'm going to do it. This. Okay, go ahead. Or, what were you doing over
exactly.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Dave. That is priceless. That is priceless.
I just wish years ago we would have had a better motor for our rental boats. You know, it was one that you'd have to start like 50 or pull it 15 or 20 times, you know, to get it to run, and then it never ran well anyway.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of days of rowing, too. So we learned the art of, I shouldn't say the art, but I know now that I don't like rowing, so I have a 36-volt trolling motor system and everything, so I'm never going to row again.
And you look at your father and say, Dad, this is how we do it in the 2020s, okay?
Exactly.
Oh, do you remember your father?
And they say, you really don't need a 20-foot boat. And I go, yeah, you do.
But fathers know best. Remember that, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, they know best. You got to remember that. Now,
they constantly worry.
Oh yeah. Well, that's their job, isn't it? They worry
absolutely.
About
absolutely. They even though I'm 55, he worries about everything. So I don't have to.
Yeah. When Dad was fishing with you, did you use a lot more live bait than lures, or what?
There were certain lakes we used a lot of lures, but mostly live bait.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the other chore. Like, as dry as it is right now, he would never buy baits, so we'd have to go in the backyard and dig worms.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we wouldn't get to go fishing now because the dirt, the soil's so dry, there's no worms anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You just got me thinking about all of the stuff you did with your dad and, you know, all the stuff that, you know, when my father was alive and I was younger, the times he did go out with us. Because like I mentioned, you know, he worked nights and weekends. So it was like his weekend was Monday, Tuesday. So it was kind of tough to do some things. But, you know, it was just so much fun. You brought so many memories on this Father's Day weekend to me about my dad and stuff that was going on. And just stuff that he would say and do that I forgot about, you know? Exactly. Now you're thinking about it, and he goes, because he would make a stupid, well, you would think it's a stupid statement, but, you know, it was like, well, that made sense about 10 years later, Dad.
Oh. Hopefully my son comes to that realization.
He will.
Yeah,
he will.
I know.
Does your daughter enjoy fishing with you?
No, she likes the boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get out with my family much just because of the simple fact once I'm done fishing, I want to get off the water.
Sure.
Because of the boat traffic.
Right.
But that's the point for this summer. I think we're going to get out on the water a little bit more as a family.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. That is so cool. And it's just, it's enjoyable. You're having fun. You know, you're going to get your dad out when it cools down a little bit, probably again, and say, come on, Dad, let's go fishing. You know, and Dad, you don't need to bring your tackle boxes and fishing rods. I got enough.
You can use one of my 300, Dad.
Yeah. And then he pulls out his 1959, you know, Bassarino or something like that.
And then the line on his poles are like corkscrews because it's from the 20s, probably.
Oh, you know, I just want Dave, everybody, we're talking with Dave Dewey, Dewey's Guide Service up in southern Wisconsin here, literally right over the border. And we're talking about Father's Day and fathers and stuff, his father teaching him about the outdoors. And literally, there are people laughing, having their cup of coffee or soda pop or whatever, you know, or laying in their easy chair listening to the podcast of us and just like saying, oh, yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about. Oh, that is so good to be true, my friend. You got me laughing. You got me laughing this morning. Oh, God. Now, let's a couple questions. Dewey's Guide Service. I mentioned Geneva. I mentioned Delavan. There's probably some other lakes that you also work on or what?
I do Whitewater Lake up in the northern part of Walworth County,
mm-hmm.
and I also do Lake Como, which is between Delavan and Geneva.
Yeah.
The only thing with Como and Whitewater Lake, I only do those early spring when the weeds aren't so thick.
Mm-hmm.
But now the weeds are so thick, I wouldn't go out there. Geneva and Delavan are so good right now, it's there's no need to go anywhere else. I have done Powers Lake, too, over by Slade's Corners a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'm 10 minutes from Delavan and about 15 from Geneva. So it's I go out early and come in by about 10, 10:30, so then you avoid all the boat traffic. And the fish bite awesome from the early morning.
Yeah, because you're seeing smallmouth, they're pretty active. Bluegills, they may or may not be on the beds anymore along the shoreline.
They just pulled off. I'm getting most of my bluegills on the weed line.
On the weed lines now?
15 feet of water.
Yeah.
Smallmouth bass and largemouth bass are on the weed lines on both lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Geneva, the rock bass are literally everywhere. You can catch those. I've been catching walleyes on both lakes, probably one or two a trip. There's no rhyme or reason where they are. They're just in the water. I'm usually fishing 12 to 15 on both lakes
mm-hmm.
right now, so I'm catching a few walleyes there.
Yeah, and we mentioned that you're also, you supply everything, right?
I supply everything. Rods, reel. The only thing I don't supply is the license,
mm-hmm.
fishing license.
Right. Have your fishing license. Bring yourself, you know, if you want to bring a sandwich or something, bring your own sandwich in a little cooler. But you don't need to bring anything else when you go out with Dave. That's the neat thing about it. He's got it all covered. He's got all the neatest and latest gizmos on the boat. And besides, he's part, you know, fish dog. He can stand on the bow of the boat and go with his nose and go right over there.
Yep.
That is so cool. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Dave, what's the best way to get a hold of you to try to...
The best way, this is my cell number, and I don't talk to people when I'm fishing, but the best way to get a hold of me is texting this number, which is 262-728-8063. 262-728-8063. And then my email is fishdelvin@gmail.com. fishdelvin@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, yes. And as a matter of fact, he's, you know, when he gets off the air with us the next day, he's taking out our dear friend Eileen Rice to do a little bit of fishing, right?
Absolutely.
I wish I was on the boat with you to be with her and her husband, Bobby. It would be a great time. Well, Dave, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying today's show with, you know, a little bit of that Father's Day spin on it like that, you know, and can't go wrong with that. It's always a good thing to talk about. But, you know, let's talk, get it done right up front. This is the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine. Aiden's my grandson, and every week we get a fishing report from him. It says, Papa, with school out, a lot of my friends are gone on vacation already, but I did get a few reports from my buds. Oh, he's got buds now. That stayed around this week. I'm reading it as he's written it, everyone. Bob and his dad ran down the Grand Haven, and they caught a few lake trout and steelhead in 200 to 300 plus feet of water. That was deep fishing. Bright colored spoons in the top 50 feet, he said, is what they were using, but they didn't catch a lot. When they came in, they saw pier anglers catching a couple steelhead on shrimp, but the guys that were casting silver spoons for steelhead caught drum instead. I bet you they were surprised. Linda Sue and Allison went out together with their parents from Muskegon on Lake Michigan, and they said fishing was slow. The few fish they heard of were in 200 to 300 feet of water also. Orange and yellow were in the top 60 feet color spoons, but they did not have those colors. They heard other boats had success with them. They did not get any salmon, but they did get one lake trout. We're going to be on the boat this weekend for Father's Day. We're going to celebrate with Dad on the boat, and I'm going to do some fishing and floating in the lake, White Lake, that is. So come on up and have some fun with us. From your fishing magician grandson. P.S. My mom will call you on Father's Day to wish you a happy Father's Day. I gotta love that kid. Okay. Then once again, that report was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Give them a call and say, hey, thanks for sponsoring the Aiden Fishing Report. Okay, now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere on the big pond on Lake Michigan. Tony, what's up?
Good morning, John. How are you?
All right, buddy. What's kicking on the big place?
Well, let's see. We're out like 130, 140, 150, catching still them chunky cohos. You know, the morning bison really good. Again, flies, dodgers, bigger flies now. Some peanuts are still working, but half cuts, we call them, like, 2-inch flies, then we use a 4-inch flies. Mm-hmm. Upgrade the Dodgers to bigger Dodgers. Today was a little different. They wanted it slow on one side, fast on the other. But they were hungry. They're stuffed with alewives.
That's why they're chunky.
You know, again, still there's The morning bite seems to produce a lot more fish in the morning than the afternoons. Then again, it switches day to day. The other day in the afternoon, we did really, really good out there. I think we were 17 for 31,
oof,
something like that. The fish are so big, they're just ripping off, you know. You get three, four bites, you get one fish. You know, it's nothing anyone's doing wrong. It's like you said, they got shoulders, you know, and they're fighting pretty hard.
Yeah. Oh, exactly, exactly. That's a true thing. And once again, this, you know, Diamond Ghost Charters goes out of Winthrop Harbor, which is on the Illinois-Wisconsin state line. So you're into your deeper water faster than if you're trying to get out of, you know, someplace further down in Chicago. That's a long ride to find deeper water. But that water's a little bit cooler, so those fish are a little bit, seem to be more active and hungry, right?
Correct. Surface temperature was 64. Down below it was, 55, I believe, down 45 to 50 feet. Oh. So there are thermal breaks down there, you know, find them, fish them. A lot of bait balls swimming around. A couple spoons were working, purple spoons, the moonshine spoons, what else? Vary your spoons, you know, you'll get bites on them.
Sure. And to set up either, I know weekends are pretty sparse sometimes because you get a lot of bookings for a long time, but, you know, there's a lot of great action going on in the morning and sometimes later in the day. How do they get a hold of Captain Tony to set up a charter?
The best way is to call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
And what do we yell on Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
Get the rod.
Get the rod. Come on. Well, the guy today, he's looking at the rod. Well, he was actually standing there sleeping.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty funny.
All right. Thanks much, Tony. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Good fishing.
Bye-bye. Now let's hear some other fishing reports. Perch fishing reopened in Illinois waters, but very few anglers were out along the shoreline of the Illinois waters. Populations of perch are down yet, but because perch numbers are down close to shore, parking meters are now been installed in Montrose Harbor, I think that turned away a lot of anglers. Fox Chain of Lakes, catfish on stink bait. Flatheads are pretty decent on cut bait. We're seeing some bluegill in the shallows up, working some of them in the bed. Some of them are off the beds, but you can have a lot of fun doing that. And largemouths are moving from deeper cut channels into the main lakes, and they are picking up walleye trolling for them. Well, I heard the flute playing, so that must mean we're coming to the end of the show. And this week I always leave it to the Native American proverb. However, this one this week, because it's Father's Day weekend, comes from Mark Twain. You know who that is. And he said, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished how much he had learned in 7 years. Think about that one. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.